Just like I said after the game last night or yesterday, I haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect on the year, but definitely say that proud of this team, proud of these guys. They, you know, they overcame some adversity during the season, and proud to be associated with them. Certainly not the way that any of us wanted the season to end. It's not good, and it's a feeling that'll linger for a long time. Okay, and I know for me personally, it's going to drive me to try to be a better coach. Try to help this organization get to where we all want it to get to. Games like yesterday, you know, they really only have meaning if you build on them and use them for future success. Not really ready to give you a list of things that we have to change or improve. Obviously, the evaluations start right away. We meet with the players here at 11, and then we'll you know, begin right away with our staff evaluating our season. Strategically, personnel, schemes, everything. Every aspect will be evaluated. Rick Smith will do the same thing with his crew, and we'll get together and we'll figure out what we got to do to be better in the coming weeks. I know that J.J. Watt spoke to you guys in the locker room, significant groin injury, have surgery this week. J.D. Clowney, you know, has a midfoot sprain, tough injury. Knew, you know, later in the week that he couldn't, wasn't going to be able to run, plan off of it, and was frustrated by that. And but he knew that he wasn't going to be able to play in the game. And then Kevin Johnson played in the game yesterday with a broken wrist. So we'll monitor that and see how that's going. But that's basically the injury update. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.